The saint of veiled silence and mother of two saints. Silent under the veil, everyone believed she was devoted to the word. She was terrified of things that happen. Born to a man who waged wars with neighbors and lived a very long time. The night of her firstborn, with her wrists and ankles bound, she screamed for relief, but was given a horse bite instead. In the morning, when she came to, her daughter beside her in a sopping mess of placenta and goose feathers, her husband lashed her twice across her face so she would next have a son. Her womb had not yet stopped bleeding, and she was barely breathing. Still, he planted more seeds. Her husband, her father's brother, had appetites for more than just fine breads. She produced no male heir, so she had conversations with what she thought was God, a secret listener who would listen to her secrets and etch them on paper and pound them in dough. She helped the wet nurse cook prepare. People thought she was 20, but she was only 14. Her hips built for children. Her face was a painting before she became obsessed. She chewed through 5 horse bites in all, surrounding herself with the comfort of other women who labored to make bread for some god.